Do I have to have him? Well, he's got to have me. He's purchased me with his own blood. But you've got the name that you live, and you're dead.
Either dead or we're alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he says, do you love me? Lovest thou me? And if you love me, keep my commandments. And how can I keep his commandments? I can only keep them as he comes to work in me that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Here comes, substituting his own divine nature for my fallen, defiled, corrupt nature. Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, what a lovership! What a marvelous lover my God has provided for my poor soul. Beloved, it's so beyond the power of human words to express it that it takes the Holy Ghost to make it clear. None of the princes of this world know it. Oh, they write libraries full of books. They call some of them deep life books. There is no such a thing. Jesus alone is life. Jesus alone is life. And he is the way. And he is the truth. And he is all and in all.
And he comes and says, you've left your first love. Oh, how it grieves his heart. How he grieves his heart when that heart is not altogether in love with